Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. And we are talking ETFs with Tom Lydon. We do it at this week, at this time, every week. And it doesn't change just because we've got a new year. But I'll remind you, in case you haven't checked for a while, that Tom Lydon is the president of Global Trend Asset Management and the editor of ETF Trends. If you want more information, it's ETFTrends.com, at ETF Trends on Twitter, or at Tom Lydon, which is L-Y-D-O-N. So if your New Year's resolution was to update your Twitter accounts and who you're following, that's who you should follow. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Happy New Year.
And to you, too. Tom joins us on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows that most investors wonder how their interests stack up against the other priorities at traditional firms. Hightower sets its priorities differently, in line with investor interests. To learn how it works, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, our ETF of the week is...
the iShares MSCI Switzerland Capped Indexed Fund ETF, ticker symbol EWL.
So, ticker symbol EWL, the iShares MSCI Switzerland Capped Index Fund. I think most people, Tom, are, say, well, what's the word I'm looking for? Neutral about Switzerland?
It's a safe haven, Chuck. That's kind of the idea, right? It's a safe where no one's going to judge you. There's not huge risk. There may be some opportunity. It's one of those areas right now, as you point out, we're going into a new year, and as investors are looking at their portfolios, they're looking at all the trials and tribulations that are going on in Washington, D.C. They're wondering about what's going on in Europe, and will they be out of a recession or not? As we start this new year, I wanted to come up with an ETF that would provide a little bit of comfort, a little bit of safety, and a little bit of opportunity for an equity portfolio as you look 3 to 5 years down the road.
But there's going to be a quick question beyond Switzerland, which is the capped index fund concept. So you got to explain to somebody why we're talking about not just Switzerland, but why a capped index fund.
Right. Well, in this case, and this is very important, in all ETFs or 99.9% of ETFs that are index-based, you got to look at the underlying index and see the constituents that make up that index. Here in this index, it's very highly weighted with a few specific companies. And in this case, you've got a couple that make up over 25%, which are in the drug and pharmaceutical area. You've got a few that are in the banking area. And you also have one, the largest, which is Nestle's. And you can't argue with chocolate, especially around this time of year, which from a retail standpoint, a consumer standpoint, is one of those go-to type companies. So it's important to understand you've got 10 companies that make up about 75% of the capitalization of this index. So it's not like the S&P 500 or it's not like the Russell 1000. You've got a few companies that really are driving the highest end capitalization of the Swiss economy.
And with that kind of concentration, how much or what percentage of your money should seek asylum in Switzerland?
Yeah, and good point. So I would look at your equity allocation and take 5% for long-term equity buy, as I mentioned, 3 to 5 years, and I think a couple things are going to come into play. It's not just the appreciation from an equity standpoint, but also as far as Switzerland and its currency that has been very, very stable. So So far, year to date, we've got the Swiss franc that's up about 2.5% in 2012. And again, as people are looking for stability in currencies, as we're seeing currencies go up and down around the globe, the Swiss franc continues to offer stability, which is very important and plays a bigger role as your equity allocations are spanning out over the course of the year.
And from the perspective of an investor who's looking at single country funds are always something of a tilt, but they're also something of a, hey, I feel good about this nation or a short term, whatever, et cetera. How long a play is this, and how much are you worried about stuff happening in the Eurozone, which Switzerland can be neutral, but you can't avoid what's going on in your own backyard?
Well, right, and a couple points, and I'm glad you brought that up. With all the trouble that's gone on over in Europe, Switzerland has fared quite well, thank you very much. However, if we do start to see some improvement, and I think we've all become a little bit impatient as far as traction in the European economy, we're probably closer to the worst part and in a position where we're going to start to see some of that pain relieved going forward into 2013. So with that in mind, we're probably in a better position to see Switzerland take advantage of that, because they're, you know, right on the edge of the Eurozone and will participate when that recovery does happen. Although from a Eurozone standpoint, we are expecting to see a slight recession in the first two quarters. I think you'll start to see, as other global economies, especially emerging markets, start to kick in, those specific companies that make up the lion's share of the index are poised to do quite well.
Well, it is a very interesting pick. It is the ETF of the week, the iShares MSCI Switzerland Capped Index Fund. The ticker symbol EWL. It is the first ETF of the week for 2013, as picked by Tom Lydon. He is the editor of ETF Trends, the president of Global Trend Asset Management. For more information, it's ETFTrends.com or at ETF Trends and at Tom Lydon on Twitter. Tom, thanks for joining us in the new year. Look forward to the entire year ahead talking ETFs with you.
Thanks again, Chuck. Appreciate it.
There is much more to go today on Moneylife. Stick around. We'll be right back.